نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, our beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, tonight is the 8th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446. Last week, Wednesday night, as is my habit for past 10-11 years, I go to Darul Zakariya to visit my Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib Hafidhullah. Hazrat is gone to Pakistan. So whilst following him to the classroom, so deliberately I was taking but long to scan the sky, and then I saw the new moon. So it was a wonderful view, you know. So remember the Arabic language, why is it so special? The first three nights you call the new moon the crescent hilal, and then every three nights remember the name changes, and then when you reach the 14th night, then it is called Laylatul Badr, the full moon shining in its glory and beauty. So whilst Qarisab was reading and our Mawlana Mahmood was reading Hafidhullah, so mashallah, I was just thinking about last week. And here we are in Masjidur Rahman today, mashallah, and I see some drizzle of water also. So we're sitting in Masjidur Rahman and Allah's Rahmah is descending. So this is the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Honorable listeners, we are in the month of Rabi'ul Awwal. In Rabi'ul Awwal, Miladun Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place. The honorable birth and auspicious birth of the Master alayhi wa sallam took place. We will speak about it inshallah in one of the venues. Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took place. The demise of the Master alayhi wa sallam took place. During this month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the Hijrah took place. The migration from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwarah. So our topic tonight is the various significant events which occurred in our history during this month of Rabi'ul Awwal. Honorable listeners, remember, our Islamic history is not written in black and white. Is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-i Rabbani, ulama-i Haqqani, the true scholars who gave their life for the sake of Islam, as you will understand just now. And the red blood of our shuhada and our martyrs. See in Gaza al-Mubarakah, how they're dicing with death and the world cannot understand it. That how can these people take on 65 countries and they hardly have anything? Isko quwwat-e imani kehte hain. That is the iman. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu. Almighty Allah addressed us in 89 different places. A iman walo. O you who believe, O you who attain faith. And that is the power of iman. The unintended consequences of this, the past 11 months and more, is more than 100,000 people in various cities, countries, continents have embraced Islam. When they see the images coming through from Gaza al-Mubarakah. We'll speak about that later on. Take all these events one by one. It is the first of Rabi'ul Awwal when Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, had spent three nights in Ghari Thawr. And remember Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, his beloved daughter Sayyida Asma radiallahu anha, she would send the food with the khadim, with the worker, and smuggle it in there during the night time. Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this incident in the noble Quran. O you Sunnis, O you Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, you should know the rank of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. Who is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq? Surah 9, chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 40. Saniyas Nain, the second of the two. Idhuma fil ghar, when they were in the ghar, in the cave. Ghar, narrow cave. Kahf, broad cave. Saniyas Nain, idhuma fil ghar. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is not concerned of himself. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if this Quraysh, this mushrikeen, they just have to bend down, they will see us hiding in the cave. Saniyas Nain, idhuma fil ghar. إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا يا أبا بكر. Don't be sad, don't worry. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Allah's help, Allah's special mercy is descending on us. Not on me only, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on us. Who is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq? Thaniya's name. He's the second of the two in the cave. He's the second of the two when they entered Medina. He's the second of the two when it came to entering Medina Munawwara, the city, and building Masjid Nabawi. He's the second of the two on the Muswalla of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Hayat Mubarakah, the lifetime of the Master alayhi salam, he performed 17 salat, he was the Imam. Today, O people, the enemies of Sahaba, he is Saniyas Nain even today, who is buried right next to the Master, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when they left the ghar, and now they're going towards Medina Munawwara. It was the first of Rabi'ul Awwal. The first year of the Hijrah is starting. Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his yar of the ghar. If you understood Urdu, what the Nabi ke yar bhi thay, or wo ghar mein bhi thay. He was the most beloved to Almighty Allah after all the prophets and messengers, and he was the yar, the most beloved to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the ghar, in the cave as well. And then what happens? Remember in Tabaqat ibn Sa'd, O people, O youth, O listeners, don't waste your time reading about this soccer player and cricket player, and this Messi has messed your life up. Read about Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is Makkah Mukarramah and this is Medina Munawwara. So you must remember, if you take from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah, in Tabaqat ibn Sa'd is mentioned there were 25 stops on the occasion of the Hijrah. When they enter there by Quba, so the Banu Najjar are there. Who are the Banu Najjar? The Banu Najjar are the children of the carpenters. And then what do you see? That these children came out. They never saw the Master alayhi salam. They never saw Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh. And remember that first day they went out to make istiqbal, to welcome the Master alayhi salam. Nothing happened. Second day they went, nothing. They came back disappointed. Third day, they don't know which one is the Master alayhi salam, which one is Sayyidina Abu Bakr. But when they saw the countenance of the Master alayhi salam, the Chehra-i Anwar, they knew this is Master alayhi salam. And then they read, O children, have you learned some Arabic? These are the daughters of Medina. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. Ya habbada Muhammadun jari. We are the daughters of the Najjar tribe, the carpenters. How exalted, how honored we feel. Today, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our parosi, is our neighbor. The children fell in love with the Master alayhi salam even more after seeing the countenance Mubarak, the Kehra Anwar, the Mubarak face and body of the Master alayhi salam. So this incident took place on the first of Rabi'ul Awwal on the occasion of the Hijrah. Let's fast forward. It's the 10th year of the Hijrah. Now the ending of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life. And it is the 10th of Rabi'ul Awwal, the 10th year after Hijrah. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam has 7 children, 6 from Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha. First was Qasim, he passed away in his infancy. Abdullah passed away in his infancy. He is known as Tayyib and Tahir. 4 daughters, Sayyidah Zainab, Sayyidah Ruqayya, Sayyidah Umm Kulthum, Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anhunna ajma'in. Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam had 1 son from Maria Qibtiyya. She was the Coptic from Egypt and so forth. Now he, Ibrahim, is born. But now he's only 18 months old. They brought him to the Master, alayhi salam. He's fighting for his life. And wa'aynahu tazrifan. Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak tears are rolling down. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, yughsukum. What the Master said, he taught us what is taqwa. What is true piety? Simultaneously, fulfill hukukullah and fulfill hukukul ibad, the rights of creation and the rights of Allah, same time. What did he say for his beloved son? You can see his beloved son is leaving this world. Wa inna bi firaqika la mahzunun ya Ibrahim. Oh my beloved Ibrahim. Oh my beloved son, that you are leaving now. I feel so sad and grieving for you. I can't talk to you now in future. I can't walk with you. You're only 18 months old. But Allah will elevate you. Wa inna lahu la mustardian fil jannah. Allah will give you a foster mother in Jannah and paradise. Open Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad, you will find out. But we will not say a word to complain to Almighty Allah. Ridha bil qada. Be happy. Be satisfied with the decree of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Imagine what a lesson for humanity and posterity. So these are the lessons we must learn. Each one of us, life is duk and suk, usr and yusr, prosperity and adversity. Prosperity, alhamdulillah. Adversity, alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. We still will praise you, O Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, in all cases, in all circumstances. Imagine the beauty of our religion. Fast forward, my brothers, I told you our history. It is the 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal. It is the year 241. With Allah's help, I've traveled many countries. Hada min fadli Rabbi. Hada rahmatun min Rabbi. We visited Iraq in 2000, alhamdulillah. We spent almost a whole week there, 6 days, almost 7 days. So when you visit Iraq, it's a fascinating country, remember. Iraq is called Ardur Rafidatain in Arabic. The land between the two rivers, between the Furat, the Euphrates, and the Dijla. The Tigris River and the Euphrates River. Arabic, Ardur Rafidatain. So there is a giant of a scholar. His name is Ahmad bin Hanbal. Wulida bi Baghdad, wa tuwfiya bi Baghdad. He was born in Baghdad and he passed away in Baghdad. He was, you must remember, passed away in the year 241 and it was 12 Rabiul Awwal. But what was his contribution? Such a contribution he made to Islam. The title of Imam Ahli Sunnah was given specially to him. You know, in politics you have different rulers coming. So this is our Islamic history, is Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam demise in the 11th year, then Khulafa-i Rashidin, then they carried on for 30 years, then in the year 41 was Amir Muawiyah, the Umayyad dynasty, and there were 14 Khulafa. Then came the Abbasid dynasty, and they were 37 Khulafa. So remember, this is the time of the Abbasid dynasty, and the leader at that time was Mu'tasim. Mu'tasim joined the other party. They wanted to understand everything Islamically, logically, and rationally. You call them the Mu'tazilites. Everything must make sense to them, you see, must be logical. So now the question came of the Quran Sharif. So they said, this is academic discussion, they said, Al-Quranu makhluk. Quran has got the starting and the ending. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal stood firm as a pillar
And he said, Al-Qur'anu kalamullah, how Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be. The Qur'an Sharif is the direct speech of Almighty Allah. It was, it is, it always will be. It can never be makhluk. Makhluk creation means a starting ending. Mu'tasim called him and he said, what is your verdict now? He said, that is my verdict. He said, we're going to whoop you and lash you in public. He said, do what you want to. This is Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah. First time whooped him, he said, Bismillah. Second time they lashed him, he said, Alhamdulillah. Third time they lashed him, they said, قُلْ لَنْ يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. Ya Allah, nothing will afflict us except that what you have destined, what you have prescribed, what you have ordained, O Almighty Allah. The people are looking, this is one of the greatest scholars, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, his celebrated teacher, born in the year 150 in Ghazza al-Mubarakah, comes here to Makkah at the age of 2.5, after his father passed away, he becomes Hafiz, at the age of 7, he's Hafiz of Quran, he studied by the African Sheikh, Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji, at the age of 10, he by heart Mu'ta Imam Malik, and remember at the age of 13, وَكَانَ يُدَرِّسُ فِي الْحَرَمِ الْمَكِّي. At the age of 13, Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i is teaching in the Haram Sharif. At the age of 15, the African teacher, Ustad, Imam Muslim bin Khalid told him, you are such a genius, O Shafi'i. وَأَجَازَ لَهُ بِالْإِفْتَاءِ. He gave him permission to issue fatawa and verdicts. In the year 195, he goes to Baghdad. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal meets him. He stays with his teacher. He's still Mirza Rashid, his special student. When he left Baghdad in the year 199, Imam Shafi'i, the people were weeping, Ustad, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Egypt. He said, fine, if you're going to Egypt, who must we refer to? He said, go to Ahmad bin Hanbal, my celebrated student. Huwa atqa wa afqa. He is the greatest scholar and the most pious person here. So Imam Shafi'i goes, and this is happening to his student here. And he's being whipped and lashed, remember this. During that time, go open the manaqib, O ulama, O students, O people who know the Arabic language. It's a thick book which I have. Manaqib of Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, by Hafiz ibn Jawzi, rahimahullah. Whilst he was being whipped and lashed, his izar mubarak was about to fall. He looked at the heavens and sky and said, Ya Allah, Mary Lajrak, Ya Allah, keep my izzat in honor. I'm doing this for your kalam, for your book, Ya Allah. Karamatan lihadal imam al-jaleel. Allah wants to elevate him more and more so that izar comes back to his position. Because he's giving his life for the preservation, protection of the noble Quran, the glorious Quran. Then anyway, they whipped him, lashed him, all that happened. Then he passed away, Mu'tasim, his son came, Mutawakkil, and he knew that what his father did was wrong. You know the way of the politicians, always they'll try and bribe you up and soften you up. Thousands and thousands were brought to him, to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. He said, we don't accept. We are true scholars, we are not scholars for dollars, so we don't accept it. He gave it back. And this. What did Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal tell this ummah? What did he tell the people who persecuted him? He told them, Baini wa bainakum yawm al-janaza. The day I pass away, you will see what will happen. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal on 12th of Rabi'ul Awwal, the year 241, passes away. 800,000 people attended his janaza salat. 20,000 people plus minus, Jews, Christians, non-Muslims embrace Islam. When we become true Muslims, we prepare to make sacrifice solely, only, exclusively for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. Allah will let thousands of people embrace Islam. See Ghazza al-Mubarakah, what is happening. So brothers, go study the life of this Imam Jalil, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, one of the greatest students of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, and he is the teacher of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah. This is our legacy. This is our history. Next one, Imam Malik rahimahullah, he passes away in the year 179 on the 11th of Rabi'ul Awwal. Some ulama say 14, some say 11, be that as it may, but it was in Rabi'ul Awwal. Wama adraka man Malik. Do you know who's Imam Malik rahimahullah? Think properly, brothers. You want to learn history, then you must know what are the real events of Rabi'ul Awwal. It's not confined to the Master alayhi salatu salam. He was, he is, he will always be the most precious to Almighty Allah, the most beloved to Almighty Allah. But other great people came. Obviously, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, he will always be the greatest, the most beloved. But the Master alayhi salam inspired generations to come. And that is the beauty of Islam. Imam Malik, look at Imam Malik. He's born in Medina Munawwara. Malik bin Anas. Anas goes to the Ustad, to the Sheikh of that time, Rabi'atu Rai. He's the big scholar of Medina Munawwara. He takes him. His father, Anas, was a wealthy person. He used to give Imam Malik, like today, you know, we give our children the best of clothes. That's a different issue. We spoil them too much. The laitiki cries, give him cell phone, you understand? Give him cash. You say, Dada, I don't want paisa coins. I want the green one. I want the pink one. The Dada say, you see, you know how it is with ours. So therefore, today they sit on our head sometimes and so forth. Anyway, Imam Malik's father, he's still growing up in his formative years. He takes him to Rabi'atu Rai, the big ustad in Medina Munawwara, and tells him, Ya Rabi'a, this is my son. Allimhu al-adab, thumma allimhu al-ilm. See, what is knowledge? He said, O Rabi'a, teach this young boy of mine, what is adab, what is respect? How we hold the Quran today? We just carry like this. You go to the Haram Sharif, they put the Quran and they put the shoes all together. No adab, you see that? So teach him what is adab. Teach him what is respect of the Quran, of the Sunnah, of parents, of teachers, of the masajid. Teach him what is respect and then teach him Quran Sharif and Sunnah and so forth and so on. Imam Malik studies by him. His whole life he stays in Medina Munawwara. He loved the Master alayhi salam so much. He never left Medina Munawwara except once. He loved Medina Munawwara so much, he never left Medina. Imam Malik rahimahullah. Once only he left when he had to go and perform his Fard Hajj. Then from Medina to Makkah, you know, nowadays 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, you're there. Those days, 10 days, 12 days, so he could have gone every year. But his ishq and his extreme love for the Master alayhi salam, where the Master alayhi salatu salam is resting. Listen carefully. Imam Malik had the honor to sit there. Every day he used to wear new kurta. Imam Malik, whilst teaching, every day he used to wear new kurta, new turban, new outfit. You understand? And right next to the master, he's teaching Hadith Sharif. People asked him, Malik, what's the story? Every day a new outfit. Today we want to dress to impress. You see, let there be a wedding and let our wives and daughters come. They will dress to impress such a way, even the old men will get hot, you understood? They're old, but they're not cold. You understand? Hello, it's old marni kotni, you know? They're horny, some of them, you know? You know? Yeah. Lot of things happen nowadays. You must remember this type of thing. So let's carry on. So they asked Malik, what's the story? Everything in you. He said, Ta'zeeman li sahibi hadha al-qabr. Every day I wear new and I give Shafi, I give my students the old one wearing it once and out of respect for the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Ustad, I don't know if you all saw him, Sheikh Umar Falata, African from Nigeria, he had the honor of sitting right next to the Master alayhi salatu salam. Maulana read now about the Jali Mubarak, the green fence and so forth. African Ustad, Sheikh Umar Falata, wa Ustad of Hadith. Makkah, we should study Tafsir by Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni. Medina, we should study Hadith. Both Ustad, he Sheikh Sabuni from Halab, Aleppo, Syria, and he originally from Nigeria. Both of them, before we sit down, we used to kiss their hand, kiss their forehead, and we sit, and the dars, the lesson would start. You know this African person, Muhaddis, how many years he taught Hadith in Masjid Nabawi, giving dars in Riyazul Jannah. You know how many years? 49 years he gave dars and lesson inside Masjid Nabawi. But we South Africans, because we grew up in that apartheid mentality, white is right and the West is best. So one day I told a South African, Umrah time or Hajj time, I can't remember all that now. So I told him, you see this man, he's one of the greatest muhaddiseen. He's one of the greatest scholars of Hadith. You know what a South African, I still remember his name, but obviously we will not mention it. He said, then Daki. Then Daki. You see. So when we got this mentality, you must remember, you won't go far. There's a whole lecture on its own, the African contribution to Islam. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam's name nami isme grami, open Bukhari Sharif, was dark in complexion. Allah elevates him, oh Moses, oh Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Your name nami will mention the most in the Quran amongst the prophets and messengers. 136 times his name is mentioned. Surah Luqman, he's not the Nabi, he's not the prophet. He's Hakim, he's Waliullah, dark in complexion. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, the first Muazzin of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go to Syria, go to Babu Sagheer. The graveyard on the wall is written there. I've been there 3-4 times. Muazzin Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Waziru Malihi. The Muazzin of the Master alayhi salam and his Minister of Finance. How can you? Anjasha. Anjasha had a golden voice, African. And you know, those days they used to pull the camels, you know. And what used to happen? That while pulling, they would read the poetry, beautiful poetry. And the women would sit at the back. If you know our history, South African history, then you learn about the fur trekkers. So the fur trekkers, they had that, you know, cart and horse and all. So very similar to that, so the Azwaj-e-Mutahharat, the Sahabiyat at the back, all four sides is covered, and they have a little bit air coming in, and the people would pull it. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Ya Anjasha, you African Sahabi of mine, you got the golden voice. Rifqan bil qawarir. Rifqan bil qawarir, Ya Anjasha. Take it easy with these glasses there. You're going to sit, sing such poetry. You will crack these glasses. You will crack their hearts. They won't fall only in love with you. They will fall in love with your voice also. You don't see me. I'm an old man now. Old and cold, tired and retired now. Huh? This year Ramadan, I'll be 70 years old, inshallah. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Allah spare us for Ramadan. But still I get proposals. You understand? And what a clock voice I got. Ibn Mahmud, so somebody or that Hafizab, where's that Hafizab? The Hafizab. He reads, he gets proposals, you can understand, you understand? Now old men like me. He said, no, we want to get married. I say, bye, me is one man, one vote, you understood? So I read Salat, my wife read Salat behind me. So we read all the time, we were there in Joburg. I give Azan loud. You understood? I give you calm, I'm in front, my wife is behind. People there say, it's Fundi Standaza, don't trouble us. They say, yeah, it's Lungile, you understood? So don't trouble us. Yeah, we make him praying. We pray for South Africa. You know South Africa, our beloved country. It's a separate topic also. So let us carry on now. So that is a lot of stories we can give you. Let's carry on. You must remember, I'm telling you of Imam Malik Rahimahullah. Imam Malik's love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Babitu laylatan fiha. Not one night I slept in Medina Munawwara, illa wa ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil manam. But every night I should see the Master alayhi wa sallam in my dream. These are our scholars, remember this, these are our giants. What legacy they left behind. Imam Malik is writing his work, Mu'tamalik. They asked him, Malik, this one is writing and that one is writing and that. He said, who writes only for the love and pleasure of Allah, Allah will preserve his work forever. Go to any Darul Uloom today, go to any Jamia in the Arab world. Till today, they're teaching, remember Mutta Malik. That was the ikhlas, that was the sincerity of Imam Malik rahimahullah. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah is Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, the greatest scholar of Hadith of his time. When they asked him, oh Bukhari, you know thousands and hundreds of thousands of Ahadith. Bukhari's teacher, Ali ibn al-Madini, used to say, this is a science. مَعَ الْأَسَفِ الشَّدِيدِ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمُشْتَكَى وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Ya Allah, we complain to you. Our ulama, our darulums, our madrasas, we have neglected this today. It's the truth. What is the truth we must say? There's a science we have. It's called ilmu rijal wa nisa. That you must by heart, the reporters and the narrators of hadith, their profile. You ulama, you students, you esteemed listeners in foreign countries, make a note of this. There's a mustashriq, there's an orientalist, and his name, Montgomery Watt. Montgomery, you know, Watt, W-A-T-T. He wrote a book called The Formative Period. In there he writes, I studied your chain of transmission. I was amazed, I'm just paraphrasing him, I'm amazed at the amount of consistency I found in your chain of transmission. You Muslims are the only people on the face of this earth. You have the profile, you have the life history of the men and the women who narrate and report the ahadith of 500,000 people. Such a legacy we have. Half a million, but we don't even know 5-10 people's name properly. How can that be? Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah's teacher, Ali ibn al-Madini, used to say, ilmu rijali, ilmu nisfil hadith. When you know the rijal, you know the reporters, you know the writers, you know the men and women who reported, then that is half the science of hadith. Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, was asked, Ya Bukhari, O Muhammad bin Ismail, Amirul Mu'mineen fil hadith, which is silsilatu zahab? The golden chain in transmission, silsilatu dhahab. He said, Malik, An-Nafi, An-Ibn Umar, radiyallahu anhu, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Malik's name is mentioned first. Then his ustad Nafi. Then his teacher, Abdullah ibn Umar, Sahabi, radiyallahu anhu. Then the master, alayhi wa sallam. Imagine. He held Imam Malik in that esteem, and so high he was. So go study their lives, go see their contribution, and we will be amazed what they accomplished and so forth. Go on. Listen, all of you, wherever you are in the world, this is a very delicate topic, and you need to understand it properly. It was the 19th of Rabiul Awwal. Pay attention, all of you. 19th of Rabiul Awwal, and it is 1990. Corresponding to October 1990 Gregorian calendar. And these Jutlas, I think you'll all know what Jutlas mean. You see, I made that name so famous, even the Jutlas know what it means. So one day the Jutla objected on me. He said, AK, you got no right to call us Jutlas. So I said, it's right, I'll call you Jutlis. You understood? Jutla in our Maimon is Jew. And female Jewess, you say Jutli. So they were recording me now also. Every program of mine they record. See what happened on 19th Rabiul Awwal 1990. A massacre took place at Aqsa al-Mubarak. And 21 of our brothers, our people became shuhada in Aqsa al-Mubarak. First time I went to Aqsa al-Mubarak was 1989. Second time when I went, it was 92. We even saw the bullet marks and all that in the walls and the shells and the bullets. They kept it in one showcase there and so forth. To show the atrocities of the Jews and the Zionists right inside Masjid al-Aqsa. Bushra lakum ayyuhal ummah. Today I give you good news, views and interviews. When you fight for Allah's sake, I sent it out just now while we were having supper or just before that. If you go to my status, you will find it there. 071-888-1184. The Jutlas came with a helicopter. malfunctioned and the helicopter fell. The Haaretz newspaper, the last time I read it, they said two dead and 7-8 injured. When the news broke now, just before I came to Masjidur Rahman, 7 jutlas dispatched straight to hell, roasted and toasted. Say Allahu Akbar. Say Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
We must be very happy about this. We have no sympathy, empathy for any jutla or any American or any Indian or any person helping the enemies in Gaza. Our leader is Ismail Haniya. وَقَالَ إِسْمَعِيلُ وَقَالَ قَائِدُنَا إِسْمَعِيلُ لَن نَعْتَرِفْ بِإِسْرَائِيلُ. Our leader is Ismail Haniya al-Shaheed. He said, we will never ever recognize Israel. Our leader is Yahya Sinwar. Do you know وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ يَحْيَى سِنْوَارِ? Do you even know who is Yahya Sinwar? Yahya Sinwar, 22 years in the Israeli jail, 4 years in solitary confinement. He learned the Hebrew language, is fluent in it. He told them, I promise you, I am going to make Netanyahu curse the day his mother gave birth to him. See today what has happened. Helicopter crashes, you understand? 7 jutlas dispatched straight to hell, alhamdulillah. A Palestinian driver driving his truck, I showed it to somebody, Hafiz Basa, I showed it. I said, Basa, come here and see. He's driving his truck and the jutlas are there. He made his going straight and he drove straight into them. 1 jutla straight dead. How many dead? 8 dead already. Lo and behold, I was even amazed to get this news. That the trains are still working. 1 train was going and it went over a jutla also. So train also went over the jutla. The truck also went over the jutla. And the helicopter said, I don't like you jutla, get out from here. And you go to hell. All this happened today. In tansurullah yansurkum. If you help the deen of Allah, Allah will help you. What did Yahya Sinwar say? Yahya Sinwar said, we will never raise the flag, the white flag. Imma al-zafar wa imma al-shahada. Either we go for martyrdom or either we go for victory. Today the news is breaking. You must read the Haaretz newspaper, is free of charge. Jutlas are jutlas. So they give us half news. They tell you if you want the second half, you must subscribe. So I told them, go to hell, I'll never give you money. You understand? What I must give you money? Second half, I'll make the conclusion myself. Understood? So you must read the Haaretz newspaper yourself and go see. So there is written, they want to get rid of Ben-Gvir. Ben-Gvir is the Minister of Security. And they're telling opposition, we'll get rid of him, you join us. The opposition told him, go to hell, we're not joining you. That is Quran, but we don't read Quran. Surah 59 verse 14. Surah 59 verse 14. Ba'asuhum bainahum shadeed. The war among themselves is very severe. This one swearing, this one, that one swearing, that one, and they carry on. Tahsabuhum jami'aw wa qulubuhum shatta. You think that they are united, but their hearts are totally fragmented. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمُ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are a people who got no intelligence and no understanding. Allah is saying, but you say they're the most intelligent. How you can be the most intelligent? All this you listening, 41,000 is all fairy tales. The correct figure is, in Gaza al-Mubarakah, more than 200,000 people are shuhada. Do you even know what is Gaza? Gaza is the city, Madinatul Hufaz. Ismail Haniya's father was a big sheikh, a waliullah. From that time he said, every house must have a hafiz. Every house must have a hafiz of Quran. So now they finished up the madrasas, they finished up the universities, destroyed the masajid, everything they did. But who can take the Quran out from their hearts? Nobody can do that. What is happening, brothers? I told you, understand, for you ulama and students and people who know Arabic, is a must for you to read this book. Haqa'iqul Qur'aniyya hawla qadiyatil falastiniyya. Go read the Quran regarding the issue of Palestine. Mashallah, Maulana read now. about Palestine. So inshallah, my brothers, my engineers there, they will record it and we'll play it inshallah on the radio. Because our aim is to liberate Palestine. I told the Jutlas, they told me, AK, you get out from here. They chased me out, you understood? I told them, why you chase me out? I don't have an AK-47, I only got AK-255. Say, what the hell is AK-255? I said, Ayatul Kursi in my heart, ayat number 255. They got mad, they chased me away. Said, never come back. They stamped my passport, you understood? I said, I'm coming back, Ba'd al-Hurriya, after we liberate Palestine. You will go to Palestine. Everyone must have this, my brothers. Go to Palestine and go show them. We will never forget the sacrifices of our children. We will never forget the sacrifices of our mothers, sisters, and brothers. Our children come to Palestine, to Masjid al-Aqsa, and they take on the army. And what they say, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. Remember the battle of Khaybar in Muharram in the 70 of the Hijrah. And how the Muslims won, and how Sayyidina Ali was the main person. He earned the title through the barakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam to become Fatih Khaybar. They told the Jews, even now, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, remember Khaybar, O Jutlas. Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. We are the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're coming for you again. That is Iman. They got only Iman in the heart and some stones. These people are armed to the teeth. What things they have, the best guns, the best grenades, the best this, but yet our children defeat them. The mothers, the men, the women come to Aqsa and they say, Ya Aqsa, bi ruh, bi dam, nafdika Ya Aqsa. Ya Aqsa, you can be, we will fall, we will give our blood, we will give our ruh, we will give our blood. For you, Aqsa, we will fall, but you can't fall. This is this Ummah, brothers. Understand what is going on. What does the Quran say? Quran says, chapter 17, verse 104. This is the time we're living in now. Understand what is unfolding. Chapter 17, 15 Supara, verse 104. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ When you come to the final stages of this world and this planet, جِئِنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا We will bring you in droves and droves. We will bring you from America, we will bring you from Britain, we will bring you from Europe, we will bring you from India, New Zealand, Australia, various countries. All the enemies, 65, 70 countries they're taking on, 10,000 Hamas. And who are Hamas? Quran speaks of such people. Chapter 17, verse 7. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ You see the same starting. And when the final promise comes, this ummah, this honorable people will do three things. لِيَسُوءُ هُجُوهَكُمْ They will disfigure your faces. They will disfigure your faces, O Jutlas. They will defeat you. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةِ They will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as they entered the first time. We don't need your permission. We will rule there. And your American veto and Uncle Sam and all that, وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْ تَتْبِيرًا And all will be crushed, your pride and arrogance. This is promise of Allah. So therefore Yahya Sinwar and his lieutenants and his people say, we will never ever surrender. The victory is ours. And all these Arab tenpot dictators, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us 1400 years ago and more, go open Muslim Sharif, waylul lil Arab, ay waylul li hukamil Arab. Woe and destruction to the Arab leaders. They will be siding with the evil. Your Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, your Bahrain, your Jordan, your Egypt, your Morocco. All traitors and people who sold us out. The leaders, not the people. So understand, we must be on the right side. And don't sit on the fence. People who sit on the fence are guilty of a major offense. What else happened in Rabi'ul Awwal? Understand quickly. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise took place in the 11th year of the Hijrah. Also Rabiul Awwal. Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali. All five of them are part of Khulafa-i Rashidin. So the 30 years, Nabi alayhi salam said, Al-Khilafatu Ba'di Thalasuna Sana. So it will be 30 years Khilafat Rashida. Okay? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is martyred on the 17th of Ramadan, the 40th year of the Hijrah. Okay? Who is the leader then? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, the beloved son of Sayyidina Ali and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha. He ruled this ummah. But when they were growing up, in their formative years, the two brothers, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, married Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha during Ramadan, in the second year of the Hijrah. In the third year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hassan was born. In the fourth year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu was born. So one day, he was in a masjid. Sayyidina Hassan is sitting there on the minbar. He might be Nawasa ya Rasul, Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, maybe 5, 6, 7 years old. Because when the Master alayhi salam passed away, he was 8 years old. So before that, obviously, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looking at the Sahaba, looking at his beloved Nawasa, grandson, and Sibtu Rasulullah in Arabic, you say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he said, Inna ibni hadha sayyidun, that this grandson of mine is a leader. La'alla Allah ay yusliha bihi bayna fiyatayn min al-muslimin. Allah will use him to bring about reconciliation between the two big groups of Muslims. So be that as it may, so he becomes the Khalifa in Ramadan after the demise and martyrdom of his father Sayyidina Ali. 17th Ramadan, 40th year after the Hijrah. But in his heart there's a pain that how can we be like these two groups? One side I'm running, other side they in Damascus, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is there. After 6 months, Rabi'ul Awwal. So remember, it's 6 months from Ramadan. So then Rabi'ul Awwal, the 41st year after Hijrah, he resigns. Who resigns? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu resigns. From Iraq, he goes to Damascus himself. Pay attention, this is very key. He resigns and he goes to Amir Muawiyah, hands over the mantle, the Khilafat, says, oh Amir Muawiyah, you must be the Khalifa. He handed over the Khilafat and the leadership to Amir Muawiyah. This year in our Hijrah is the year 41, A84, the year Amul Jama'ah, the year of unity. One Khalifa, one Amirul Mu'mineen, and there will be only one person who will rule the affairs of this Ummah. And who is that person? Amirul Mu'mineen. Khalifa is Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, in the year 41. He passes away on 22nd Rajab, the year 60. From 41 to 60, almost 20 years, 19 and a half years plus minus, he ruled this ummah alone, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. The people told Hassan, you are muzill al-Muslimin, you have disgraced us. How come you went to give him? You brought ar to us, you brought disgrace to us. What a piara answer he gave. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu arda said, al-ar khayrun min an-nar. That ar, your so-called disgrace, is better than the fire. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said and designated me, I must bring about the reconciliation in this ummah. See what great things. And this was done in this month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the year 41. Me and you, what we will do? Jaha ittihad ho, waha ikhtilaf karenge. Where there is ittihad and unity, we'll break that. And where there is ikhtilaf, we'll add more fuel to the fire. Think what we are doing, remember this. Ummat ko jorna hai, you have to unite on the truth. Not unite with everybody, harkas wa nakas, every Tom, Dick and Mary, and kullu man habba wa dabane, wa tawaso bil haq. You have to unite on truth. Then the unity will work and so forth. We should understand these things here. So like that, many, many incidents took place. In conclusion, I want to add, I want to just conclude on those 4 or 5 things. We all know what happened to our brother. I don't think, maybe I met him, but I can't remember him. Our brother Hafiz Zakaria, so Desai, it happened in our masjid. I'll be going there tomorrow for Maghrib Salat, inshallah, Masjid Munawwar, Isha Salat, the program there, inshallah, in the Jami Masjid, staying there, inshallah. So I said, let me go see you, that masjid also. I don't think I've been there. So anyway, we all should make dua.
Allah Jalla Wala bring him back safely to his wife, to his children, to his parents, in-laws, whatever. Halat comes. I'm not speaking particularly of him. My connections, my Mehman Bhas, you know. You know how much money they got in Mozambique, Maputo. All this started there. Over 200 of them were kidnapped. When I went there, I told him, but why don't we go to the police? Why don't we go to the ministers? Some of them, we know them personally. They said, to Koro Gal Karente, Ba, what you talking? The minister said, if you got 7 shops, give them 1. So what a big deal. Because the minister got a share also in that. So you see, our South Africa, our beautiful country, I traveled so many countries, you won't find a country like South Africa. Let me be honest. The weather, the people, the radio stations, we can speak open. We don't fear anybody. You try in an Arab country, Muslim country, they'll hang you in public. I'm telling you. So Quran has analyzed all this for us. And each one of us should be thinking sincerely about this. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّةً يَعْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. Set forth an example for the people. Our Imam Sahib, kaha hai Imam Sahib? Maulana Haji Bhai Sahib. Ah, Maulana, ab itne chote nazar hi nahi aate, mashallah. Maulana is Abu Suruk, you know, sir. See, Maulana read now in Isha. There's a different thing. You all forgot what he read also. You know our people, they read Ramadan. Imam Sahib said, the people told me in Ramadan, Hamare Imam Sahib ne ek rakat ada ki. He read 1 rakat Taraweeh. I said, Imam Sahib made mistake. I understand what 200 of you were doing. You were thinking of your wives or your money in the pala pala or what? So this type of thing. See what Quran said. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. These examples we give as for humanity, for all times, all places. So you must wonder, ponder and reflect away. Allah says, وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرِيَةً. There's a town, there's a city, there's a country, South Africa, any country. Is Nakira is a common noun. كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُطْمَئِنَّا يَأْتِيهَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. They were living in safety, security. The risk used to come from every hook, nook and corner. I became a hafiz in Heidelberg. My beloved ustad is here, Durban. Then I will go to him Saturday, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia. And then I went to Karachi, 74. My beloved father took me. You must take traveler's checks. I don't even know what's a traveler's check that time. So that time, if you gave one rand, we collected more than $2. Rizquha raghadam min kulli makan. So much barakah divas. Then, when Allah gave you all that, so democracy came, South Africa. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. The non-Muslim are called kuffar. Me and you are called kufran. We are ungrateful to these bounties and favors of Allah. So when we become grateful, ungrateful, cause and effect. You see? Then Allah says, فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوءِ وَالْخَوْفِ. I will place, you know, mangoes will come out. We just taste it. Allah say, I will just give you a taste. Al-khawf, of fear, will jew, and your poverty, unemployment, call it whatever you want. بِمَا كَانُوا يَسْنَعُونَ. Because of your own actions, your own masjidur Rahman. Didn't they try and vomit and so forth? You all know better than me. So brothers, my appeal to you, sisters, children, remember that we must come back to shukr. Shukr is whatever Allah taught us to do, whatever Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us to do, then Allah will give us so much, so much. But what has happened to us, I conclude with this. The surah you all know. Chapter 100, read the first 5 verses. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَا. And all that ayat you read, the first 5 verses, then Allah is praising the loyalty of the horse to his master, owner, manager. Allah juxtaposes, draw a comparison of his masterpiece, me and you. Oh, Hazrat Insan, oh human being, what happened to you? إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. بے شک یہ انسان اپنے رب کے بہت بہت ہی ناشکر ہے. Very ungrateful. Allah complains of me and you. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ Chapter 100 verses 6, 7 and 8. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ And we bear testimony to it. The more Allah gave us, the more brazen we become in committing vices in most cases. Why are we ungrateful? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ We madly in love with this money, my inshore, my offshore, my undershore. You understand? Lot of things going on, you understand? So brothers, our salat, our masajid, our women, our weddings, do we make shukr or we make kufran? You know the answer. So brothers, I beg you, before you sleep tonight and every day, make this part of your ma'mool. Read 2 rakats after Zuhr, after Maghrib, after Isha, Tahajjud time, Ishraq time. 2 rakats Salatul Shukr and raise your hand. Go into Sujood, Tahajjud time, night time before you sleep. Ya Allah, help the people of Gaza al-Mubarakah. Ya Allah, this Ummah is mujrim. We are criminals. We could not even help them in their hour of need. They don't have food, they don't have electricity, they don't have water, but they're keeping the flag of Islam flying and so forth. So minimum, we all will do inshallah. That inshallah came out like how you're living in Gaza, you'll never eat food for 3 days or something. We will do inshallah. So brothers, and have this tamanna. I go, I've been 5 times, but you must make the firm intention. This year, next year, you're going to need visa. Say, I will go, I will take my children and go, I'll take my wife and go. What they can do? They'll just ask you some questions. So they won't stop you, they need the money, the economy is in the doldrums. So my brothers, I beg you, and I thank all the people, directors of all the various stations, our Radio Ansar directors, the directors of Sirius FM, directors of our Markaz Sahaba, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the Capital Group, all our engineers, our brother Dawood, our brother Lukolo, our brother Yusuf Asmar, and whoever else is recording, you understood, Jazakumullah Khair, our trustees here, don't even know you, Jazakallah Khair. Our Imam Sahib, Mawlana Jibai, the Day family here, mashallah, where I had supper, very nice, Jazakumullah Khair. And we thank Brother Muhammad Salim Asmar, he's always hiding somewhere, you understood? So, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala reward him, Hafiz Basa, Muhammad Basa, our sharpshooter, he brings me back on time here, you see. So, Allah reward all of you. Tomorrow, our program, inshallah, will be in Stenger. Maghrib time, inshallah, I'll try and be there in Masjid Munawwar. And Isha time day in the Jami Masjid. So make dua for us. Allah make our khatim on iman. We got 3-4 minutes left. Let us make dua for ourselves and the ummah at large, inshallah. Inshallah, after that, the programs will continue as normal on the various radio stations. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhab al-nar Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yuni wa jalna limuttaqina imama Allahumma izzal islam wal muslimin Allahumma ansuril islam wal muslimin اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين يا رب العالمين اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبق منهم احدا اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم توهل المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين الملعونين يا رب العالمين يا الله ہمارے بھائی حافظ زكريا دسائی کو واپس کر دیجئے یا اللہ ان کے اہل خانہ بچے کو جو ہے قوت طاقت صحت عطا فرما مشکل اوقات ہے ان کے لئے بھی امت کے لئے بھی یا اللہ ہمارے حال پر رحم فرما ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے ستاری کا معاملہ فرما دیجئے حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما دیجئے مسجد الاقصی اور تمام مساجد کی حفاظت فرما یا اللہ all those who are ill and sick give them شفاء کامل یا اللہ those who passed away with ایمان grant them all جنت الفردوس Allah ta'ala. Ya Allah, all our brothers, sisters, whoever are in problems, hijacking, kidnapping, bring them back to their family safe and sound. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, your attribute is Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u, Ya Jami'u. Allahumma ajma' bainahum wa bain ahlihim Ya Rabbal Alameen. Qala Allahu ta'ala fi shani habibi, inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim. Wa adina manasikana wa tub alayna, innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Rabbi jalni muqima salati wa min dhurriyati, Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. Rabbana ighfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Amin, amin. Inshallah, tomorrow morning Mawlana Salim Kareem will be on from 4 o'clock. I'll be on between 5 and 6, the whole hour, inshallah al-aziz, tomorrow. So you can listen to the news, views and interviews and the jut class, inshallah. Amin, amin, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.